The number of new housing starts in the valley has collapsed. What does this mean for the future of our housing market?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Housing starts, which is a short-term leading indicator of the housing market, used to run at around 400 new starts a month during the boom years of 2004-2005 in the valley. When the bubble burst, the number of new housing starts crashed from 400 all the way down to 100 units by 2008. But then, that was the Great Recession. And the expectations were that as soon as things get back to normal, housing starts will also move back up to its previous levels. Well, it didn't work exactly that way. Housing starts in the valley continued to drop, albeit at a much slower pace all the way through 2011, falling to 75 new starts a month. But from there, things started to look better, and the number rose very slowly, but back to 100 by mid-2013. And this should have been the start of the recovery in this market. Of course, we didn't expect the 400 new starts of the bubble years, but hoped for the norm for this indicator, which was around 150 new starts a month. However, from the middle of 2013, the new starts, instead of continuing to go up, started to slowly ease down, and by summer of 2014, we were at around 90 new starts a month. What happened? The economy was doing better, mortgage rates were still very low, housing sales in the valley were continuing up, but the starts had dropped to 90. And as if that was not enough of a puzzle, the number of new starts in the valley then collapsed all the way down to 28 as of October of last year, a quarter of the average number of new starts for the same month in the past years. The picture gets even worse. As of February, that number has dropped to 25. And that's after adjustment for seasonality. The actual number of new starts in the entire ABE MSA area, which includes four counties in February, was all of 16 units. A precursor to new starts is building permits. This indicator, which has also crashed, showed some life back in last September. However, it did not sustain, and as of February, this indicator also has dropped to a quarter of its level in previous years. The data clearly indicates that the new houses built in the valley has dropped dramatically in the last 18 months. The data for permits also indicates that this trend may not reverse itself anytime soon. And while this may be good news for those who want to sell their homes, for the overall economy, it is a cause for concern. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.